Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Broadcasting and streaming live all across America, this is Home Talk USA with Michael King. Join us as we discuss topics pertaining to your home with industry-leading experts. Hosted by Michael King, a licensed general contractor with more than 30 years of experience in home improvements and author of Contracting with the King. This hour is brought to you by HomeTalk.Expert. Do you have questions about your next home improvement project or home repairs? Now you can chat with verified home repair and home improvement experts in just minutes. Get the help you need with HomeTalk.Expert. That's HomeTalk.Expert. We invite you to listen at HomeTalkUSA.com, one of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like HomeTalk. That's HomeTalkUSA.com. And now, HomeTalk.Expert proudly presents the number one home improvement radio program in the country with the man from the Bayou Land, your host, the Cajun Contractor, Michael King.
Yay! Welcome, America! That's right, I am back. I am loaded for bear. That's right, as I start my 20th year here on the Genesis Communication Radio Network at GCNLive.com. This is the first broadcast of the year. As you know, I always take about a two-week hiatus at the end of the year and get a chance to just re-energize myself and try to plan for the upcoming year. There's a lot of changes going on in the home improvement industry. As you know, the last year has been really rough on the material end of our industry. But, hey, this is what we do here. We educate. We guide. We advise you on your home improvement project. And for us to go out there and get that information and really give it to you so you can make a very intelligent decision when it comes to your home improvement project. As you all know, I'm going to be hitting that big bird in about 2 weeks. We're going to be covering the International Builders Show in Las Vegas, and this year is going to be kind of special because they're combining like three shows together. They're going to have the Kitchen and Bath, the Hardware Show, and an International Builders Show there at the Las Vegas Convention Center in Las Vegas. So I'm excited. We're going to have upcoming information on our website regarding some of the interviews that we're going to be doing. We'll be broadcasting live from the facility as we get close to the upcoming show. So a lot going on here as we begin the new year. I've got a great show lineup for you. As you know, the next hour, hour number two, is our new segment of Home Talk USA called the Invent America Show, where we talk to my co-host, who's going to be on just shortly to talk about the show. It's a new segment of the show where we talk about the new and upcoming technologies of the future, the planning stages, just to try to help. You know, I started this. It was a brainstorm with me and Rita, I don't know, about 3 or 4 years ago, because when I first started this broadcast, you know, it was to provide you that information and try to find the inventors and the materials. And a lot of times it was the established companies, the established norm, and that's what we was reporting. So we had a brainstorm to say if we can get it to you in the early stages and kind of go through all the technologies of the future and give you a heads up of what's coming up the pike, then you can start doing your planning and investigation. So it's been a great show that we started. You can catch that in hour number two. But, hey, I could sit here and talk forever. I'm excited to start this year. Again, the 20th year on the air. I'm excited, and I want to thank Ted Anderson and my producer, Brad, over there at DeGenis Communication for sticking with us all these years. And I'm excited. So, hey, let's just start the show. I like to welcome to the show. They call her the Inventor Lady. Her name is Miss Rita Crompton, and she's also my co-host in the Invent America segment that you can catch the next hour. She's on the line right now. Hey, Miss Rita, how you doing?
Hello, my good friend. How are you today?
Oh, I'm excited. I'm re-energized. You know, it's when I told you a couple weeks ago that we're going to take a couple weeks off, you kind of depressed a little bit. And, then you said, oh, man, I had you on the road. You know, we started the Invent America segment about a couple months ago, and, man, you were gung-ho. And I said, well, we got to take a vacation at the end of the year and do the best of. But I'm excited. A lot going on to talk about. But let's first talk about you, the Inventor Lady. Herself, a little bit about your background, a little bit about the Inventor Lady, your concept, and then I also want to talk a little bit about the Invent America show that we're going to talk about in hour number two, and also the International Building Show, the Hardware Show, which you're excited to launch some new companies, some new inventors. So tell the audience a little bit about you, Miss Rita.
I'm happy to. You know, I do get a lot of people say, oh, you're the Inventor Lady, what did you invent? And it's like, I did not invent anything, and that is not why you need me. You need me because I can get from point A to point B successfully. And, you know, I get so many people say, oh, I think I'll write a book someday. It's like, oh, really? I've written three. So when, you know, somebody says, okay, so how did you do that? And it's like climbing a mountain. You know, we used to do 14ers all the time when my kids were growing up, and part of it was to teach them how to accomplish something. Know the steps. You don't need to constantly be looking at the top of the mountain. You need to look at one step in front of the other. And with inventing, that was one of the things that we learned to do. Is like, I don't want you buying, you know, an island and drinking little umbrella drinks in, you know, someplace where it's, you know, warm. I want you to look at, all right, what are the steps that make sense? For most inventors, inventing is incredibly difficult and it's incredibly expensive. But it doesn't mean they didn't have a brilliant idea. Like, so how do we get successfully from point A to point B? It's like climbing a mountain or writing a book. And so my experience, you know, when I look back on it now, it's like, well, it makes perfect sense. You know, when they asked me in high school, what do you want to do when you grow up? It was not be, you know, a licensing agent and helping inventors. Who would have thought that? But when I look back on it now, it's like God took me down that path that just made absolute sense now. That it's like, okay, you need to learn how to do this. You need to learn how to do this because I know that eventually you're going to help those inventors get from I have an idea to the marketplace. And that's what I do.
Wow. And how long have the Inventor Lady been in you started this company?
I met a gentleman at a chamber meeting that was in a clown costume, and he reached out in the aisle and grabbed me by the arm and said, oh, I want to talk to you. And, you know, he was then became one of my favorite inventors. He did a lot of community work and everything, kind of an ex-rocket scientist. And so he started getting me into, you know, taking me to some of the meetings, and I met patent attorneys. I met another licensing agent who kind of mentored me in the licensing realm, and this was 18 years ago. So I've been doing this almost as long as you've been doing the radio show. But that was how I got started. I'm married to an attorney, so I learned all of those legal things that we need to learn. He's frequently got my back and my inventor's back on those legal parts, and then we work with a lot of the registered patent attorneys, and just started getting to work.
Well, hold on that thought right there, Rita. We got to take a short break. Got to step away. Got to pay some bills here. We're talking to Rita Crompton. We're talking to the Inventor Lady herself. When we come back off a break, we're going to talk about the Invent America show, which you can catch in hour number two. And we're also going to talk about the International Builder Show, the hardware show that's coming up in Las Vegas in about a couple weeks. So this is the Cajun Man from the Bayou Land, the originator, not the duplicator. Please don't accept no substitutions. Man, I was green before green was even cool. I'm the Cajun Man. Y'all, we'll be right back. Are you worried about mosquitoes ruining your barbecue? How about those mosquitoes that you have been hearing about in the news, which are spreading that Zika and West Nile virus? Cajun Man here. Let Bonide help you take care of this problem with some easy-to-use mosquito beater products. You see, mosquitoes love wet, damp areas, standing or slow-moving water. If this describes your property, you need to use Bonide's mosquito beater water-soluble pouches. They kill the mosquito larvae before they turn into flying, biting adult mosquitoes. Why wait? Start protecting your family today. Stop on your way home to pick up some Bonide's mosquito beater products. Bonide products are family made in America. Bonide mosquito beater can be found at your neighborhood hardware stores, garden centers, or farm stores. So just go to Bonide to find a retailer near you. Again, Bonide products are family made in America.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Welcome back to Home Talk USA with Michael King. Do you have questions about your next home improvement project or home repairs? Now you can chat with verified home repair and home improvement experts in just minutes. Get the help you need with HomeTalk.expert. That's HomeTalk.expert. We invite you to visit us at HomeTalkUSA.com, one of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HomeTalkUSA.com. And now, back to the number one home improvement radio program in the country, with the man from the Bayou Land, your host, the Cajun contractor, Michael King.
Faith, right here, streaming live on the World Wide Web at HometalkUSA.com. Also, we invite you to check out our television show at HometalkTV.com. That's HometalkTV.com. All right, we're talking to the ventilator herself, Miss Rita Crompton, and she is our guest today. And Rita, before the break, though, you was explaining a little bit about your company, the Inventor Lady. And but there's a lot going on right now, and as you know, you are my co-host in hour number two for a segment that we've been doing inside the Home Talk USA radio program called Invent America, as we talk and try to help the technologies of the future, the contractors of the future. So tell us a little bit about basically what we can expect in 2023.
I would love to. So what I do is I look at inventors who are maybe dealing with a specific issue, if we've got a theme for that day, something that we want to share with everybody out there, where other inventors that, you know, are thinking about doing this, can give them some insight, and so that they don't make similar problems to some of the other inventors. But we're also looking then at reaching, you know, the stores that would want to resell those products, the licensees who would want to be able to help manufacture them and get them into the product, into the marketplace. But then we're also looking for the consumers that want to call their Ace Hardware store and say, hey, I heard about this product on the radio. You know, when are you going to get it in? Because then they call the companies that supply them with those type of products. So we're really looking at it kind of like, you know, we help the inventors, we get the products out there, we give the consumers something to look forward to. And really then what we're talking about is just, you know, these do-it-yourself products, which is a perfect, you know, meet up with your programming, home, you know, kitchen products, backyard products. Sometimes they're more the construction and electrical or plumbing products. And sometimes, you know, it's a new type of pet leash, but it's basically, you know, those big box store products that we're trying to bring to the consumers. And then in our way of doing that, helping the inventors get through all of the steps. So it's an amazing meeting then of all those elements, Michael, that you've provided for all of the inventors out there, because our economy is based on innovation.
That's right.
It's the independent inventor that does it. It's the independent inventor that makes it all happen.
Well, and you made a good point, and I think what I want to bring out, that we are a country of inventors. We are a country that originates ideas. We're not a country of duplication. We're not a country of counterfeiting. We don't steal intellectual properties. So America is a company, is a country of origination. And that's the point that we try to bring out, is that, you know, a lot of people can copy us, but, you know, like I tell people, that I am the originator, not the duplicator. Please don't accept no substitutions. And that's
so many of the best ideas. Yeah, so many of the best ideas are people in the field. You know, back in the day when the wagons were going across America, if you could not fix the wheel, you either set up shop there or you died. And so, you know, if you were in a boat or you're in a submarine or something, you know, you fix the problem on the go or it sinks. And so for a lot of people, you know, on the job is where they come up with their brilliant ideas, whether it's the car mechanic, the dog groomer, the farmer, the rancher. It's amazing how many just wonderful products they get. Well, I was at work today and I, you know, solved this problem a better way because I didn't have that tool with me.
Yeah.
And you're exactly right, is that we are a country of innovators. We solve problems. I love the one where, you know, the guy invented a flashlight as a light coming out of the end of the pole, but, you know, the guy that invented the one that wraps around the pole are around, you know, instead of now having to, you know, hold the flashlight in your mouth, it wraps around a pole there so you can use both your hands. And we are just an amazing country of innovators.
Well, let's talk about the International Builders Show / Kitchen and Bath Show / Hardware Show, where we're going to have three trade shows combining into one later this month at the in Las Vegas, Nevada, at the Las Vegas Convention Center. So you're going to have a boatload of inventors where you have this booth at the trade show, right?
Exactly. We've got 25 inventors signed up. So if you've got anybody out there listening who says, oh, I've got this product and I should be at that show, you need to call me like right now so that we can get you included. It's a place where people go to show off. So all we need is patent pending status and a functioning proof of concept prototype. So the majority of our inventors, they're looking for licensing. And they've got that proof of concept prototype, and we take them out there and give them a chance to be on the radio, but to show off for all these licensees. And we have been doing this now for over 15 years, so companies know to come shopping in our booth. We have got 600 square feet, an island, so we're right in the front of the main entrance, and people can come by and go shopping and see what the good stuff is it's going to be. We get a lot of inventors who come out there that then want to connect with us, but if I can get somebody that's ready to show off, we'd much rather have you as the exhibitor part of that than just the attendee.
Yeah, and it's just great exposure to where they get a good feel. The inventor gets a good feel of the show, and possibly all the box stores basically coming up. You know.
And we have everything from ice cream scoops to illuminating ladders. So we have got a huge variety of products that will be in our space.
Well, good. Well, Rita, we're just basically simply out of time. I want to thank you. I'm excited for 2023, the upcoming year. I'm also going to be talking to you in about 30 minutes as we continue our broadcast, the Home Talk broadcast, as we introduce the Invent America segment of Home Talk, which is going to be at the top of the hour. So a lot going on. I'll talk to you in about 30 minutes, but let's get that website in. Let's get the Inventor Lady website. How can they reach her and your phone number?
InventorLady.com. Very easy. It's everywhere. So InventorLady.com. InventorLady.com. My phone number is there.
Well, Rita, thank you so much, and I'll talk to you in about 30 minutes, okay?
Sounds good, my friend. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
All right. That was the Inventor Lady herself, Miss Rita Crompton. We're going to take a short break here on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network, streaming live all over the World Wide Web on the Genesis Communication Radio Network at GCNLive.com. I'm the Cage Man. Y'all come back now. You hear? Yay!
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
USA News Update. Five more classified documents were found at President Biden's Delaware home. Aides to the president made that announcement today. New York Times correspondent Charlie Savage says the new discovery is raising more questions.
The biggest question raised by this on its face is, why did the White House say on Thursday, hey, there was one more record found in the space next to Biden's garage? And then it turns out there were six more pages of classified documents found next to his garage.
About two dozen classified documents have been found in total. The Republican-controlled House of Representatives wants to see the visitor logs for the president's Delaware home. House Oversight Committee Chair James Comer sent a records request to the White House. We could be facing a mild recession this year, according to Bank of America. On a call with investors, CEO Brian Moynihan said his bank is preparing for a worst-case scenario, which would see unemployment rise to 5.5%. John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to Home Talk USA with Michael King. Do you have questions about your next home improvement project or home repairs? Now you can chat with verified home repair and home improvement experts in just minutes. Get the help you need by visiting HometalkUSA.com, one of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HometalkUSA.com. And now, back to Invent America from the number one home improvement radio program in the country, Home Talk USA, with your host, the Cajun contractor Michael King, and his co-host, the Inventor Lady, Rita Crompton.
That's right. Welcome back. Don't forget, we are streaming live on the World Wide Web at the Genus Communication Radio Network at GCNlive.com. That's when we're live every Saturday evening. That's from 3 o'clock to 6 o'clock Central Time. So check out the Genus Communication Radio Network, or you can go to our website at the HometalkUSA.com website. All right, Rita. Wow, we had a great guest. But, hey, we got a real guy coming up, Mr. Dave Fiegel, right?
That's right. Dave is, you know, and it's funny because we've talked about this. Dave is 79 years old. I hope you don't mind, Dave, that I'm telling your age, but he is a Navy veteran. He was on every destroyer in the Pacific Fleet in the early 60s, experienced as a machinist, manufacturing machine tools, moving on to sales, positions, bar and restaurant owner. My goodness, David, you have done everything, including inventing. But, you know, it's funny because, you know, our inventors are young in their experience, but actual age has nothing to do with whether or not you're a good inventor or not. And you, my friend, are the inventor of Clean Can Solutions, having painted a house recently. I understand the need for this. So, Dave, tell us a little bit about your invention.
Very well. Well, thank you for the opportunity. This was an idea that came to me. The same thing you faced when you went to do some painting. My wife, we moved into a new home, and my wife wanted me to do some touch-up work and locating some of the old paint cans for the touch-up. One of the problems that everybody has is being able to reuse that paint because the tops are usually sealed in, and then you prime up, you destroy the top, you make a mess, the paint becomes unusable when you do get the film off of it. And I thought that problem could be solved. So I went to work on figuring out a way of doing that and contacted a local injection molding company in Muskegon, Michigan. And we developed a system for putting a ring inside the can once you take the lid off, thereby eliminating the reservoir at the top of the can. And in order to keep that sealed during the use, whether your project is an hour, a day, a week, a month, even tested to over 6 and 8 months and still keeping the paint fresh, we have a lid that just sits on top of it and creates a slight vacuum in the can, and it keeps the paint from developing a film on it. You can pour out of the can, you can paint out of the can, whatever you want during the time of use. And when you're done with your project, you pull the ring back out, put your original lid on, and it's just like a new can of paint the next time you open it.
Yeah, you know, a paint can, that is one of those things that you know from the moment you buy it at the store, it is going to be a mess. And so the clean can solution actually, you know, it's like, oh, I can do this now, and I am not going to make a mess and get paint all over and running down the can and all over the floor and blah, blah, blah. You've solved that problem that everyone who's touched a paint can knows what it is. We can all relate to it. So this year, you are going to then launch your product at the National Hardware Show. Tell us, you know, kind of why you're going to the show.
Well, exposure. The exposure to people that, ironically, you'd think by looking at it, it'd be a self-explanatory thing, but it's an item that hasn't been available before. So sometimes people look at it without really knowing how to use it. And so we want to get the exposure out there. It's a short learning curve. And at the point that my brother and I and my wife, that all three of us are involved in this, at the point that we are, and you mentioned my age, we do not have a desire to be in the manufacturing business for a long time, but we'd like to get the product out there. So we'd like to partner with somebody that has the ability to market the clean can solution and develop the market for it. Now, we do have an arrangement made with the manufacturer that we've got. He's got a tool set up for the production of this, and he said that as the demand grows, he will commit to the equipment and the facilities necessary to keep up with the demand. So we hope we give him a challenge there.
Right, right. So what we're looking for then is somebody at the show who's going to license the intellectual property for you, and they will take over then the making and the selling and defending the patent and all that wonderful stuff so that you guys can go to the bank and cash the check as opposed to taking money out of the bank.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Well, I tell you what, Dave, you're way ahead of the game. And that's the biggest decision a young inventor has to make, whether or not they want to manufacture themselves or get that license agreement. And I always like to tell, my experience that I've been doing this for well over 20 years now is that, you know, if you're going to be a one-trick pony, the best thing to do is get that licensing deal. And I know it's kind of hard because some inventors fall in love with their idea, and they won't let their little baby go away. But at the end of the day, it's not doing you or your product to get that exposure when it's not just manufacturing, but it's also the distribution and distributing it. So you're way ahead of the game, Dave, if your mommy's telling you that.
Well, thank you.
You know, and I always tell inventors, it's like, you know, a good invention is like a child. You conceive it, you nurture it, it sucks you dry, you throw it out. And until you get to the point where you can throw it out and license it for somebody else to make it, it will never grow up and take care of you.
That's right.
So you've got to be able to get it out there in a good way that the royalties come back to you.
Yeah.
The dollar is an important thing, but not the only thing. And although I have a lot of ideas that have been good, some not so good, a person can't be involved in every aspect of it. The distribution and the development of it would be better served by somebody that's used to doing those things instead of somebody that sits around making things. So that's kind of the
You're
way
exactly
I look at
right.
that.
Well, Dave, there's music. Dave, there's music. I'm up against the clock. I got to pay some bills here. I got to hear from some of our great sponsors. What's that website? You have a website, my buddy?
We do. It's called Clean Can Solutions at AOL.com.
Wow, that's
no,
just
no, no,
spelling?
That's
no?
your email address. It's cleancansolutions.com, everybody, for the website.
Yeah. Clean.
I'm not much of a techno geek.
That's right. Cleancansolutions.com.
All
right.
There you go.
All right, Dave. Thank you so much.
Thank
On behalf of
thank
Rita,
you.
Thank you so much. Well, great guest, Dave. Thank you, Dave.
Hey, Rita,
we got another guest coming up, right?
Yes, we do.
Why don't you tell my audience right quick, just the name and the product.
Debbie McManus, and she is actually going to talk to us about the National Hardware Show and why a good professional show is a good place to launch.
All right, let's do that. All right, we're going to take a short break. Got to pay some bills. Please visit our website.
Attention all Home Talk USA radio listeners. Are you an organic gardener? Finally, there's a fast-working and effective all-organic insect control available from Bonide. Bonide's Captain Jack's Dead Bug Brew is the answer to all your garden insect problems. Captain Jack's works two ways, on contact or when the insect feeds. This will ensure that your insect problems are over. Captain Jack's controls all types of insects, including caterpillars, beetles, spider mites, borers, and more. Use it on vegetables, flowers, berries, trees, shrubs, and fruit. Captain Jack's all-organic insect control is available in easy-to-use dust, liquid concentrate, ready-to-use and ready-to-spray containers with built-in spray applicator. Pick up some Bonide's Captain Jack's Dead Bug Brew today at your local neighborhood garden center, hardware, or feed stores. Or just visit Bonide.com. That's Bonide.com to locate a retailer near you.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA with Michael King. Do you have questions about your next home improvement project or home repairs? Now you can chat with verified home repair and home improvement experts in just minutes. Get the help you need by visiting HometalkUSA.com, one of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HometalkUSA.com. And now, back to Invent America from the number one home improvement radio program in the country, Home Talk USA, with your host, the Cajun contractor Michael King, and his co-host, the Inventor Lady, Rita Crompton.
Yay! Welcome back. That's right. I'm the Cajun man from the Bayou Land, the originator, not the duplicator. Please don't accept no substitutions. Man, I was green before green was even cool. We got some exciting announcements we're going to be making at the end of the show, so stay tuned right here. But this is the Invent America part of our show, and where we're talking, trying to helping all the great inventors out there, trying to get their product to market and kind of give them an education and a path to success. And one of the missing links that we never talk about is these trade shows, these professional trade shows, these consumer trade shows. And I need to tell you, that's where I became first noted. Right, Rita, when you first found me a long time ago doing my radio program from the National Hardware Show when it used to be in Chicago, Illinois, a long time ago. People don't remember that. It was in Chicago. It wasn't in Las Vegas or Orlando.
That was,
it was in Chicago.
Yeah,
so,
Chicago. Yes, and that was a long time ago. And, you know, we've talked, you know, through the show now about some of the early stages and the intellectual property and all of that. But, you know, today we're talking about the fun part. You know, how do you get to that fun part of being able to show off? And the best place to show off, Michael, is at a professional show. And so that's what we want to talk about is how do you use, at this point, a lot of people have kind of spent through their budget. So what is the best use of the few marketing dollars that are left? And it's going to a professional show.
Great. I think you have Miss Debbie McManus. She's on the line right now, right? Why don't you introduce her?
Yeah, hello. Yes, hello.
Debbie McManus has been my account executive for over 10 years. She's been with the company over 20 years, and she helps me set up the best presentation that I can have at any given time. So, Debbie, one of the things that we want to do, first of all, thank you so much for giving up some time this afternoon to join us. But a lot of inventors don't understand. They think, well, I'll go to this show that's, you know, downtown, anywhere. So tell us, what is the difference between a professional show and a show that's open to the consumer?
Okay, yeah. A professional show, better known in the trade show world, it's called a B2B show. And a B2B show, the attendees are professionals. And with a National Hardware Show, those professionals are retailers. And those people have decision-making power. They have decision-making power about what happens within their stores, and it opens new business opportunities. A consumer show is better known in the trade show world as a B2C show. And so that can be, you know, that can be a state fair. That can be a Comic-Con. The people there are passionate about products, but they might not, you know, they wouldn't have the buying power that retailers would at a professional show. There's a lot more opportunity to grow your business at a professional show, at a B2B show.
Right, because when you're talking to one person at the professional show, it's a B2B show, you're talking to someone who's representing now, you know, hundreds of consumers or, you know, 1,000 different retailers, as opposed to one consumer buying one of your products.
Correct. Yep. There's a lot more opportunity for a B2B.
Right. And that's so important for an inventor to be able to talk to, you know, 10 retailers rather than 10 consumers.
Correct. Yep. Exactly.
So it makes a big difference. And there's usually a lot more media there doing coverage as well. And that media then goes out all across the country in a variety of ways. It's just like home talk there, you know, going out over syndicated channels nationally as opposed to one local station covering it.
Yes. Yes. That's correct.
So what is the benefit then? Why is going to that professional show the best use of advertising dollars? I mean, when I look at what an inventor can spend hiring a marketing firm as opposed to going to a professional show, it's incredible.
Yeah. I mean, being at the show, it's going to give you the opportunity to connect with these industry professionals for 3 days under one roof. If you were to do that on your own, I mean, you wouldn't be able to. First of all, logistically, you wouldn't be able to. You'd have to make appointments, which are difficult and near impossible to get with companies, and make appointments and fly there, and it's just much more of a challenge. When you're at a trade show under one roof for 3 days, people can find you because they know you're there. You know, they're looking at the website, the exhibitor list beforehand. And then also, they can find you just by chance, which they might not have been looking for you. And they see you just by chance because your product, you were physically at the show and they got to see you.
Debbie, hold on that thought right there. There's the music. Sure. I got to step away. Can I hold you for the next segment, though? Don't go nowhere.
Sure,
okay?
Sure.
All right. We're talking to Debbie McManus. She is with the National Hardware Show. She's an account executive over there. We're talking about how important it is to display your product or services at one of these national professional shows. All right, Rita, we're going to take a short break right here on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network, streaming live at the Genesis Communication Radio Network at GCNLive.com. I'm the Cage Man along with the Inventilator. We're going to be right back. Wrapping up. Yay! Y'all come back now, you hear?
Are you looking for an organic weed control that's people and pet friendly? Are you tired of pulling those persistent unwanted grass and weeds which continue to grow through the cracks in your sidewalk and patio, or even in your favorite flower and shrubbery beds? Bonide has the answer with all organic Burnout Weed and Grass Killer. Burnout Weed and Grass Killer is a fast-acting all organic formula. You'll start to see results within 24 hours after application. Burnout is great for eliminating weeds growing in your patio and sidewalk cracks. It can be used for preparing flower beds and vegetable gardens for planting. Burnout can be used just about any place where you need to get rid of grass and weeds. Bonide products are family-made in America. All organic Burnout Weed and Grass Killer is available at your neighborhood farm feed store, hardware store, or garden center, or Bonide.com. That's Bonide.com to locate a retailer near you.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
With Michael King. Do you have questions about your next home improvement project or home repairs? Now you can chat with verified home repair and home improvement experts in just minutes. Get the help you need by visiting HometalkUSA.com, one of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HometalkUSA.com. And now, back to Invent America from the number one home improvement radio program in the country, Home Talk USA, with your host, the Cajun contractor Michael King, and his co-host, the Inventor Lady, Rita Crompton.
All right, welcome back. We're talking to Debbie McManus. She is an account executive for the National Hardware Show. And Debbie, before the break, I need to tell you, I really enjoyed what you were saying and the advantages of participating in one of these professional shows like the National Hardware Show. And not only, and I want to add this to it, but you might come to that show and maybe there might be a competitive there, and it also give you a good chance to gauge your competition. Wouldn't you agree?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we got to go. If somebody wanted to exhibit, what is that website? It's the nationalhardwareshow.com, right?
Correct. The nationalhardwareshow.com.
National Hardware Show. Well, Devin, we got to run. We're just simply out of time. Rita, man, thank you for bringing Debbie with us, you know?
Absolutely. We'll get her back on. We'll get her back on. After
As we get close to the show. All right, we got to go. We're just out of time, Rita. Wow. Rita, give us your website again.
InBetterLady.com, or you can give me a call anytime.
Till next week, I want to thank you. I'm the Cajun Man. Yay!
Home Talk USA with Michael King is produced by Home Talk Media in association with King's Broadcasting Network and Genesis Communications Network. Broadcast and streamed live from the great state of Louisiana. Host and producer, the Cajun Contractor, Michael King. Executive producer, Michael Melanson. Affiliate and sponsor relations, Joe Sparra. Comptroller, Sheila Gregoire. Assistant producer, Christian Bethencourt. Board operators provided by Genesis Communications Network. And I'm your announcer, Kevin McCarthy. Music includes King's Creole by Polyphic Arts, Cajun Jam by StockMusic.com, and Zydeco City by Steve Rice. Home Talk USA with Michael King is sponsored by Bonai, pest solutions for your home, garden, and lawn. Decorators, take outdoor living beyond ordinary. Aztec Washer, innovative roofing solutions. Seal it right, seal it tight. Trimislab, replace rotten or missing wood with Trimislab expansion joint repair. Masonry Cosmetics, change the color of any porous masonry with proven masonry staining. Green Products Company, number one in wood preservatives. Preserve, protect, and clean what you value, and most of all, make it last. Bond Product, manufacturers of Instabind, the world's first do-it-yourself carpet binding solution. DeckRite, life is tough. Make your exterior flooring tougher. Thank you for joining us for another episode of Home Talk USA with Michael King. Until next time, visit us at HometalkUSA.com. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HometalkUSA.com.
Yay!
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.